Hey, we have some news on Kesha and her mother, plus Ashley Simpson is engaged. Details coming up within minutes. First, though, recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly on The Ralphie Show. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. We'll get into Miley Cyrus, still a big cover story for you guys in 2014. She's on the latest cover, but why?
Well, she's been hanging out with Kellan Lutz, and he was asked on January 6th if they're dating. He said, no, it makes him laugh. So once again, she's rejected, and it just seems like Miley's antics are causing her to just turn men away. It's like she parties so much, she makes a spectacle of herself, she's got the drug use. It just seems like any guy who she would go after, she's totally turning him off from the get-go.
Yeah, and all you gotta do is look at the public performances and read some of the interviews that she's done. And I mean, yeah, there's definitely, you know, I would think for the most rational thinking guy, there's definitely some issues if you're gonna try to walk into a relationship with Miley Cyrus. And I don't mean that as a slight against Miley, but that's just a fact of the matter, Andrew, right?
Absolutely. And even we have reporting too, and eyewitnesses at a club. She approached a normal guy, just non-famous person, and he was totally turned off by her. And
I get both sides of the coin. I totally do. But we'll see what 2014 has in store for Miley, especially as she gets ready to embark on this tour. Recap of the week that was Life and Style Weekly. So Kesha's been in the news since the first of the year. She checked herself into rehab. Her mom has joined her now, Andrew. What's going on here?
Well, it seems like her mom is suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, and she's blaming her daughter's bulimia on producer Dr. Luke, saying that he's almost torn their family apart. Both of them are struggling together, so hopefully they'll pull through.
Double-edged sword here, not that I'm trying to defend Dr. Luke, but we wouldn't even know who Kesha was without the guy. I mean, he's probably the most influential producer and songwriter of our generation. So many big songs, from Katie's Roar to Miley's Wrecking Ball. Those are just a couple of the current examples. The guy's been around since 04. But hey, hopefully they sort it out, and of course we wish nothing with the best for Kesha and her mother. All right, wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly. Ashley Simpson is going to try this whole marriage thing again after divorcing Pete Wentz. She's engaged, Andrew, to who?
Evan Ross, who, of course, we know from Hunger Games. And they've only been together for 7 months, but they announced their engagement on Twitter. It seems like she has a great relationship with her 5-year-old son, Bronx. And insiders are saying that they've been friends for years, and he loves her son, and everything is on the up and up with them. Things are looking positive for 2014.
Of course, Bronx is the son of Ashley and Pete Wentz. I think Pete is dating, but he hasn't like settled down to the point of engagement yet. So I don't know. And Fall Out Boy, obviously, they're not settling down anytime soon either. This reunion that they started early last year has now carried over into this year, and they'll be going on to a summer tour with Paramore later in the year. All right, well, hey, read about those stories and many more with Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell, thanks for the 411. Have a good weekend.
You too.